In celebration of Earth Day, the Smithsonian National Zoo releases the endangered song. Only 400 people get a copy, though, and that's because there are just 400 Sumatran tigers left in the wild. Pamela Baker-Masson is the Associate Director of Communications for the zoo.
The interesting thing about the Smithsonian is people don't think of it as a place where actual science research is happening on a daily basis, and yet it is. So we wanted to think of a very creative, innovative way to generate some awareness about the actual science conservation that we do, both here and also in the field in many countries. And that's how we came up with the Endangered Song Project.
And tell me about what it is, why you're doing it.
So the Endangered Song Project is completely innovative, and it's going to allow us to talk about not only science conservation, but target a very important group that we don't necessarily have a great awareness with, and that's the millennials. So by bringing together this indie rock band, Portugal the Man, and our science and conservation, we're blending these two together for this campaign in a way we hope that will message to the millennials and to actually just all sorts of different target groups that we don't normally reach or people who may not come to the National Zoo. We just want them to understand, and that's why we focus on one particular species, the tiger, the Sumatran tiger, so that people can understand why it's important that we do what we do, science conservation. And in this context, we're asking them, because Sumatran tigers are so far away in habitats. So the Endangered Song Project is focusing on one particular species, the Sumatran tiger, to convey this message that they're critically endangered. There are only 400 of them left. And the problem is, for folks in North America, is that Sumatran tigers are so far away from us. That's where the song comes in. And the creation of these albums, there are only 400 of them, and if we don't breed the song and pass it on, digitize and pass it along through social media, then the endangered song goes extinct. And that's the sort of metaphor that it, and if we can't take action, we have to take action in order to save things from going extinct.
So there are 400 Sumatran tigers in the world?
Believe it or not, there are 400 Sumatran tigers left in the wild.
Wow. And so 400 copies of this song. Explain exactly how they're going to be distributed and what eventually will happen to them.
It's really very unique because a lot of people that don't even own record players anymore. So this is all, so when people said, well, why are you actually making records? Well, the song was lathe cut onto 400 custom polycarbonate records, and they're actually designed to degrade after a certain amount of plays. And that's it. There are no other copies in existence, only 400 of them. So we're sending these 400 records to people who we believe are influential, and through their social media and through their connections, they will digitize it and share the song. And therefore, what we want is this sort of explosion, this viral, digital, great explosion of the song through social media so people can understand that they're actually taking some action. They can actually do something to help the song from going extinct. And that's the way we want people to feel and understand why we do what we do with conservation science.
So if they are successful in getting this song to replicate, how do you want that to translate into conservation action for the tigers or for other species that the zoo takes care of?
We want people to understand that it's not too late to take action. There are only 400 Sumatran tigers left, but you can do something. You can support us. You can learn more. You can talk about it. You can talk about it with friends, family, in your community. There are ways that people can take action in North America that can actually help and save Sumatran tigers from going extinct. And it's not just Sumatran tigers. We want people to understand that taking action here and where you live can save, you know, habitats and animal, many, many different species that are either threatened or endangered.